God, as I look at Peter's life, show me how he became someone who followed you so fearlessly and wholeheartedly. And do in me what you did in him. Week 6, Day 6. Today is a chance to do things a bit differently. Instead of just reading through the scripture and asking the Holy Spirit to speak to us, we are also going to imagine ourselves as part of the story. I start by pausing and taking some deep breaths. As I breathe in, I think of the cares of my day. And as I breathe out, I consciously put those cares in your hands, God. God, I remember you are here, and so I prepare myself to meet with you. In a moment, we are going to read the verses we've been reflecting on this week. As you listen, close your eyes and imagine you are with the disciples, and Jesus has taken you all to a quiet place to explain something to you. Where is this conversation taking place? What can you see? What can you feel? What's the mood of the group?
Matthew chapter 16, verse 21 to 28. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. "Never, Lord," he said, "this shall never happen to you." Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what they have done. Truly I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom."
Write down anything you feel the Holy Spirit has revealed to you, pausing the recording if you need to. Imagine you are able to personally ask Jesus some questions about what he said. What questions spring to your mind? As I finish this time, I say yes to you. I say yes to what you've revealed to me through your word, and I say yes to anything you're asking me to do. Father, help me to trust you. Jesus, help me to live like you. And Holy Spirit, help me to recognize your voice. Amen.